Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 3, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Trumos. We pick up from where we left off yesterday, and that is in the circumstances of trying to understand in specifically what case was Rabbi Akiva referring to when he gave his ruling. So let's just jump right in and we'll see what it has to say. What case were the words of Rabbi Akiva that when he said as halacha, that truma that's designated by one partner would not work for the share of the other partner, right? When does that not work? When the first partner didn't speak to his second partner and got permission to separate from the truma for him. Aval Hirsha es ben beso o es avdo o es shefchasa l'sram. But if he gave permission to either his partner or to someone from his household or to someone who's like a servant or a maidservant of his, whether they're a Jewish or Canaanite maidservant even and servant, so to separate his truma, then this truma, the portion that was separated by this person who has been appointed, is a valid truma. And then says the Mishnah further, that Bitel, if he gave permission to go ahead and he told someone to take truma for him, but Bitel, but he canceled out the permission that he gave. Here's the halacha: Im ad shelo taram Bitel. If he canceled out this permission before the guy separated the truma for him, ain truma so truma, then truma is not truma. Im misha taram Bitel. But if he canceled out this permission from that he gave to this other person that who had already separated the truma, then truma so truma, then his truma is going to be considered kosher. It's going to be a valid truma. So truma, if his separation happens after the cancellation, and if it was canceled out after the separation, then it is considered a valid truma. Then says in the Mishnah further that hapoalim in the hemrishus l'srom. What about a worker? Is a worker who you have working in your field allowed to separate the truma for you? Well, says the Mishnah that in general workers don't have this permission to separate truma for the people who they're working for. And in other words, it doesn't necessarily. When it says permission, what it's trying to say is that there's not an intuitive understanding that the worker should have that he can go ahead and separate the truma. Chutz minad darachos, except for those other workers who are more of chaverim, meaning that they avoid becoming tamei and they're careful about these things. And they were specifically hired by an am haaretz for what? For darachos means they were hired to tread the grapes in the wine press. So in other words, to make them into wine. So in this case, to get the juice out. So clearly in this case, since this guy who's doing it is careful about tuma, so it's understood that he would like the owner would like him to separate his truma for him, so that the truma won't become teme. So you say, why would it become teme? Because we're actually talking about a case when the owner is an amaretz. So the owner is an amaretz who is, we assume, is teme in general, as a suffix at least, and this guy who's coming to do the treading on the grapes, so he's tahor, he's careful, and he's a chaver, and so therefore he should be expected and understood to take away the truma. That's a clear implication of his hiring. Shehin metamim es hagas miyad. The reason why the owner can't do it is because if they were going to do it, and the reason why it had. Again, Shehin Mitamim Es Hagas Miad, they should go ahead and separate the truma from the wine immediately, because meaning when they begin the treading of the grapes, because the owner will naturally and just go ahead and touch the grapes at some point a little bit later on, and will immediately make them tame in the wine press, and so therefore at that point it would be too late to be mafresh the truma that's tahor. So they should go ahead and do this separation of truma before the very beginning of the treading of the grapes in the wine press. Okay, that was Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hay now says further, how specific does someone need to be when separating the truma? Because haomer trumas hakri zebisocho, if someone says that the truma of this pile is inside of it, umaisros zebisocho, or he says that the maisros are inside of it, trumas maiser zebisocho, or he says that the trumas maiser of this pile is inside of it. So the halacha is going to be based on the following machlokas, the following dispute that we have. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Kara Shem. So according to Rabbi Shimon, this is like a binding declaration, as it were, meaning that since he said that the truma or maaser will come from a specific part of the pile, meaning inside the pile, so his statement that he has made is considered binding, and he can then go ahead and physically take out the truma from inside the pile later on, and he can't take it from outside of the pile. It has to be from inside of the pile. The Chachamim omer, but the Chachamim say, "Achiyomer b'tzvono overdramo." No, the Chachamim say actually it would be okay theoretically to separate truma like this, but you need to give a little bit more of an identifying detail, such that when he makes his decree, he has to say that it's the truma of this pile on the northern side, or it's truma of this pile on the southern side, or something like that, because then he won't be as held back. When he does it, there will be a clear understanding of where exactly the truma has to come from, and that would make the truma valid in such a situation. And then a third opinion over here, Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Omer Rabbi Elazar Chisma says, HaOmer Trumas Kakri Mimeno Alev. If someone says that the truma of the pile is to be taken from it for the rest of it, so Kar Hashem, he has made a binding declaration according to Rabbi Elazar, meaning according to his opinion, you don't need to say which part of the pile at all, just you say the truma of this pile. Doesn't make a difference where exactly in the pile it comes from. And then finally concludes the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, that if someone says that a tenth of this Meiser Rishon is hereby made into Trumas Meiser for it, then Kar Hashem, he's made a binding declaration. But the implication from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's statement is as follows, that Trumas Meiser can only be designated from Meiser Rishon and not from regular Tevel, which is a difference just in comparison to what everyone has been saying thus far. And he also holds, also by implication, that there is no need to specify a part of the pile. As long as you say a tenth, which can be anywhere in the pile, that would be enough. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.